Not quite in there yet. And it's like, I know that there is no time and there is no place and there is no here and there is no now. It's just all an ever-expanding now. It's just this moment expanding. But you spoke yesterday about, someone spoke about monkeys and evolving into monkeys, and that you said they had a different intention to us when they came here, and elephants would have a different intention. So my question was, where did intention come from in the first place?
It occurs to you, it's a byproduct of your sifting through life. In other words, intentions or questions, expectancy, beliefs, all are a byproduct of your perspective. And your opportunity to interact with one another enhances your ability to perceive enormously.
But before there was ever people, you know, before there was ever, like, the Big Bang, if whatever it was we came from, where was that? And because we are, our thoughts create reality. So where was the first thought that created everything that is? Where did that come from? Who was thinking it? If we need a thinker to create reality, where was the thought in the first place?
Well, we gave you a little bit of dipping into that earlier when we said, once you think a thought, then that thought thinks. So then we want to exchange the word think with vibrate. And of course, for a vibration or a thought, a vibration, let's call it a vibration. For a vibration to become a thought, it has to be perceived by someone. So there must be a vantage point. A vantage point of a vibration is what causes it to be a thought. In other words, it's the old tree in the forest thing. If there is not someone perceiving it, if you are not translating the vibration, then is there really a sound? If someone is not translating the vibration into something meaningful to their perception, then did it happen? And we say, really not. And so that's why, and we really like your intensity about this, this is why you're sort of hung up on the thinker. So now we're going to give you our pat answer, which no one ever likes, but we're going to give it to you anyway because it's a good basis for what comes next. We have spent no time trying to go back to the beginning of that which is us. We talked earlier about how here you are on the leading edge who has an inner being, 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 who has an inner being. And somewhere back there is a consciousness that was beginning to perceive. And that's what the heart of your question is. Where did that start? And so we say we've been looking forward for so long because that's where all of our power is, that it's not possible for us or you to wrap your thoughts around it, but we can appeal to your logic, as we say. Every subject is really two subjects. Everything that exists has that duality of that which is wanted or lack of it, or the existence of it or the absence of it. In other words, that duality exists in all things because the ability to perceive it or not exists in all things. So let's take, and it's ridiculous to do so, but we'll try to answer your question because it is a very good one. And let's say there was a vibration that had vibration and absence of itself. And you have to understand that even in that very early beginning, it must be irritating to even try to think that far back. We're not irritated, we're just amused. That the two points of perception, as they perceive each other, are now having a vibrational relationship with each other, which means something can expand from it. And so, in the same way that as you are a being out here on the leading edge and you are having your experience, let's say that you are someone, maybe a beast in the forest, maybe someone, Jerry and Esther, were really interested as they went to the feed store and snatched out of an incubator 12 little chicks. And when they brought the chicks to their little chicken coop, the chicks seemed to know who they were. And Esther said to them, they spent a lot of time with these little chicks. They watched them. They taught them how to get into the chicken coop without the door being open. Jerry built little ladders and taught them aerial acts.